Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. Kevin De Bruyne says City remain on course for winning silverware at the end of the season, but the midfielder has warned that nothing is won in November. The win at Man United moves City to within 3 points of Premier League leaders Chelsea, having played away at Stamford Bridge, as well as at Liverpool, United, Tottenham, Leicester and the in-form Brighton. City are unbeaten on the road since an opening day defeat at Spurs, but they have slipped up at home against Crystal Palace and were held by Southampton. In the Champions League, City were beaten at Paris Saint-Germain, but victory over RB Leipzig and a double over Club Brugge has put them in position in their group with 2 games remaining. The disappointing EFL Cup exit at West Ham has reduced the possible trophies available to City to just 3, but De Bruyne feels that his side can be proud of where they are ahead of the festive period. Meanwhile, Raheem Sterling reportedly wants to leave Man City in the upcoming January window. It is said that the 26-year-old midfielder is frustrated with his lack of playing opportunities at the Etihad Stadium this season, and he is keen to ply his trade elsewhere. It is believed that Barcelona are hopeful of a potential loan move. However, it is thought that City would want Frankie de Jong included in the deal, and it would have to be a permanent one if they were to allow Sterling to make the move to the Camp Nou. And finally, Pep Guardiola hailed Saturday's impressive 2-0 derby success at Man United as a guiding template for his side, looking further afield to the rest of the season. Summing up the performance, Guardiola said, "Except for 10 minutes in the second half, the other 80 minutes we had it absolutely under control." That's all for now. We'll have more later.